And right now it is time for us to take a look at sports. Good morning, everybody. In sports, well, Major League Baseball is not going to put anybody into the Hall of Fame this year. Pause, asterisk. The Major League writers, you still have the Veterans Committee that votes on putting people into the Hall of Fame. So that still has to come up. Curt Schilling, though, is blasting baseball, especially at the Hall of Fame ballot. He fell short, and his last year really to be on it is 2022 to be on the ballot. He is saying, take my name off the ballot. I have more faith in the old-timers committee than I do on the sports writers. So Curt Schilling did not make it in this year. Either did Barry Bonds make it in this year as well. So that is a big story. But as I said, that doesn't mean that there won't be any inductions this year, because the old-timers committee meets and they look over baseball players from the past, okay? All right. I love this quote from Bruce Arians on facing the Chiefs' offense on Super Bowl, which is coming up. I'm not really exciting. I'm not really excited. I would understand why he's not really excited. Who would want to? That's a tough thing to face. All right. We talked about baseball elected. No players by the baseball writers. But once again, we have the old timers. They will be voting. And I'm sure they'll put somebody into the Hall of Fame. How about Hawthorne Wingo? Remember Hawthorne Wingo if you're a New York Knicks fan? Well, Hawthorne Wingo was a beloved member of the bench for the Knicks. That's when they were winning championships. And the crowd would always call his name for Hawthorne to come into the game. He was a fan favorite. He passed away this week at the age of 78. Hawthorne Wingo. I can remember watching those games, hearing his names come down from the rafter. And fans loved him. Fans absolutely loved him. Couldn't get enough of him. All right, let's take a look at some of the action that happened last night to see if we had any locals in action. We'll take a look at the NBA, and I'm taking a look at the finals for yesterday, and I see new action from our local teams in the NBA. We'll go to the National Hockey League and see if anybody played last night, and once again, I see no action from last night. Let's see if I'm looking at this the correct way yesterday. The Bruins played. Pardon me. Bruins beat the Penguins by a score of 3-2. The Flyers beat the Devils 5-3. The Rangers fell to the Sabres by a score of 3-2. So that is hockey. In college basketball, Syracuse lost to Virginia 81-58. That I do believe is the only local team that was in action. The UConn men were in action, though, yes. They played against the Butler Bulldogs, winning 63-51. The men are now 8-3 on the year. They're having a pretty good season. UConn women. The last they played was on Saturday. They defeated Georgetown, but the UConn women, by the way, are undefeated this year. They are the third-ranked team in the nation. They are 10-0 overall and 8-0 in their conference. So that is our check on sports this morning here on The Breakfast Club on Robinhood Radio.